Alarm 101.3.
101.3.
You're waking up with Tony and best-selling author, newspaper columnist, and motivational speaker, Pam Sherman.
The Suburban Outlaw on Warm 101.3.
I have to tell you, I could not have made it through this pandemic without my music playlist. Okay. You know, I don't know about, well, of course you do. You curate music.
So I do for a living,
for
Pam.
For a living.
We got this,
for those
Pam.
Of us who are just people.
Music are us.
Yes, but, you know, I get on my exercise bike and I could do an exercise class, but instead I put on, like, the Chicks, like every song, and sing really, really loud. Or there's, of course, Broadway show tunes. And my husband and I are so different because he's listening to, like, the Outlaws. And it's really a problem because we have very different taste in music. And the one thing we can agree on is we do love, like, certain artists that we will listen to, like, you know, just jazz on a Sunday morning. That's good. But if it gets too stressful, like, meaning too many riffs, I make him turn it off. I'm like, no, I can't listen to that.
Can't handle the riffs, huh?
Too stressful.
Man, it's really, man, you're just playing too many riffs. Can you come down?
But I do get into like a repetition. So I've been listening to the song Landslide every day for the last 2 weeks. Not because I'm trying to manifest anything, but because, you know, it's a really good song.
It's a nice song, yeah.
Do you have, like, is there been anything on your COVID playlist helped you through this?
Well, you know what I've been doing? I've been listening to a lot of my old music, as my wife calls it, my 70s drug music.
So you're trying to hark back to how you felt when you listened to it then?
Yeah, I don't know. I just like the old stuff. And you know, the Crosby, Stills, and Nash and the old Doobie Brothers stuff. So I listened to a lot of that. Some Steely Dan. You know, that's my jam. And I just like that music, you know. But yeah, she calls it my 70s drug music because I am a little bit older than she is, you know. So where she
We have actually a Spotify family list, which is amazing because then I can listen to what my kids are listening to.
Right.
And my son loves, like, we got him a record player because he, you know, a good old fashioned, literally a record player. And my husband is going to the storage unit to see if he can find all the old records.
Yeah.
You know, the scratchier, the better.
Oh, I know.
I wonder if there's a Spotify playlist for scratchy old 70s
drug
music.
Sure, there is.
There probably is.
Yeah, my son, he has a record player too, and he loves, my son's 25 years old, and a couple years ago he texted me, he goes, "You failed me as a parent." I said, "Why?" He said, "You never told me how great Grand Funk Railroad was." I mean, come on. You know, so.
Well, that's hilarious because my husband keeps sending certain artists to the kids and saying, "I have failed you." So the newest one in honor of me is the Outlaws. So, of all that sort of country rock, is that what they are?
Southern rock.
The Little Feet and the Outlaws are definitely on my playlist. So whatever it is, if music feeds your soul, listen to it on repeat.
Warm 101.3.
For more Pam Sherman, click on the Suburban Outlaw link now at warm1013.com.
Warm1013.com.